What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
The cryptocurrency market plunges to new lows every day. It was estimated to have been worth $3 trillion at the end of last year. It's now shrunk to an estimated $1 trillion. After all of the hype concerning Bitcoin and its various iterations, those who champion this new virtual currency are being left red-faced, or so it would seem. But will it rise like a phoenix? Vincent Boland from the Business Post is with us. Hi, Vincent.
Hi, Johnson. Good morning.
It really was inevitable that this roller coaster was going to go down on the other side, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I mean, this is a market or an asset, if you want to call it that, that did not exist, you know, 15 years ago. And then it was kind of created on the internet. And suddenly, you know, over a long period of time, it became worth $2.5 trillion, most of which has accumulated in the last couple of years. So this was, it grew from nowhere, came from nowhere, based on nothing, and it was $2.5 trillion sitting on a very flimsy foundation. So a crash was pretty inevitable when the stock markets began to fall.
Mm. There had been a lot of celebrities endorsing this. So Matt Damon did a TV advert very famously. I think the Kardashians were backing it a while. This brought in not just the investors, the senior players, but ordinary people, mainly young men, got involved and presumably have lost a lot of money.
Yes, exactly. Now, the reason why a lot of these ordinary investors got in is because of the celebrity involvement. So people like Matt Damon and the Kardashians and a whole host of rappers and musicians and Gwyneth Paltrow and people like that began selling this kind of thing, shilling basically for the companies that founded these various types of crypto asset, were paid lots of money for it. And it fed into the hype and the sort of totally sort of exaggerated and unreal world in which this crypto thing exists. And that, unfortunately, attracts a lot of people who, you know, are sitting at home on their screens trying to become investors or trying to make a bit of money. And they put their money into this because of the promises that are made. And, you know, none of them is really coming true at this moment.
Mm. I mean, pyramid schemes are very specific types of financial fraud. I'm not suggesting this is a pyramid scheme, but it shared some hallmarks with it that people got in expecting to be made rich quickly, and it has not materialized.
Exactly. And so, you know, if a famous investor puts money in, then that brings in a lot of other ordinary people with putting their own savings into it. So it attracts more money the more it is hyped and the more it goes up. So it has that quality of a pyramid scheme at the very least. So again, that was one of the sort of alarm signals, the sort of flashing red lights that people should have taken more account of, particularly regulators and senior bankers and, you know, the responsible people on Wall Street and in the City of London, etc. And yet it just continued on. And I think it has become a kind of a cult now forced a lot of these people to, you know, if they want to get their money out now, they can't. Mm. And it was this sort of, this kind of pyramid-like nature, this cult-like nature that it has developed that attracted people in the, and kind of held them in thrall.
We were still talking about a $3 trillion sector at its peak, now down to $1 trillion. But that's a huge amount of money that has just effectively vanished without a trace. The sector is not particularly well regulated. There is an impact on the financial industry as a result of that amount of money just vanishing.
Of course there is, yes. Now, of course, you know, all asset markets have fallen quite sharply this year. You know, the Nasdaq stock market, so the price of tech stocks, etc., has fallen quite sharply. But at least, you know, underlying those share prices is real business. You know, Facebook is a real company. Apple is a real company. Netflix is a real company. Bitcoin, on the other hand, and crypto in general, is essentially a piece of computer code that people who promote it say is an asset, and yet it has very few, if any, characteristics of an asset, such as an underlying business or an inherent valuation. I think Bitcoin has neither of those, and this is the problem.
But I think the search was always on for something that would replace cash. That was what they were talking about. People who have Bitcoin today, apart from it being worth a lot less, what have they got exactly? I mean, I don't dabble, but every time I hear about it, it's all about wallets and it's all about blockchain. I mean, do you have any physical asset? How do you know that you have something that is worth money?
Well, you see, you don't. You believe that you have something that is worth money, but you don't know it. And this is, again, part of the hype that surrounds Bitcoin, is that it requires a leap of faith to accept that this is a real thing with real value. People who promote Bitcoin and cryptocurrency say that it is essentially money in another form. But you know, real money is a store of value, a means of exchange, and crypto is neither of those. I mean, you know, you can't buy things with crypto. You can buy maybe another type of digital asset like an NFT. You know, these sort of paintings and artworks,
individual pictures of monkeys and that kind of thing.
Exactly,
but they've all been exposed
now
as being completely worthless as well. Non-fungible tokens.
I still
don't know what an NFT is, but they've already been kind of exposed as not being worth what they thought they were because they've been hacked repeatedly.
That's right, yes. And you know, so you can buy those things with crypto, but you can't buy petrol or a pint, or you know, a pint of milk, or anything like that. So that's the problem with it. I think that it has been completely oversold, and it has no utility on a day-to-day basis. This is the problem.
Finally, regulation is probably the thing that'll sort all this out. It ended up being a bit of a wild west in the financial markets, which are normally exceptionally well regulated. Again, because it was new and internet-based, states and central banks have been slow to tackle it. That looks like it's changing at a European level anyway.
That's right, yes. There is a lot more activity by the regulators. Now, you know, undoubtedly a digital future for currencies and for money. I accept that entirely. And maybe crypto will be that in the end. But what has emerged in the last 10 years is essentially a kind of Wild West scenario, as you just painted. And regulators have been sitting there scratching their heads saying, what is this? What's going on? And what should we be doing? And now I think they're becoming more serious. The European Union and the Commission is getting on the case much more seriously. So is the American securities regulator. So there will be a bit more accountability in the market ultimately. But at the moment, and between now and then, I think there's probably room for people to lose more money, particularly, you know, these small investors who maybe think that this is the way to make a lot of money and are being taken for a ride going on a wild ride in a market that is completely out of control.
Yes, caveat emptor certainly applies. Vincent Boland from the Business Post, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.